on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Zachary Mettler joins us from The Daily Citizen. TheDailyCitizen.org is the website to go to. And Zach, appreciate you taking the time again to fill in for Glenn Stanton in his absence. So who we, you know, expect to have back soon, but so much appreciate the time you're taking.
Yeah, well, thank you, Steve. It's good to be back on with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, a recent article at the Daily Citizen that we want to bring people's attention to, and you know, with this morning's news, obviously some of what's in the article we're going to be going to has been updated. Let's jump in, Zach, to what we find at the Daily Citizen.
Yeah. So I wrote a piece just yesterday on Charlie Kirk, and we all know he was assassinated on Wednesday. And this morning, you're right, they arrested a suspect who's 22 years old. And, you know, when I first saw the news on Wednesday, I thought, you know, like I wasn't a huge follower of Charlie. I had seen videos of him here and there, but I wasn't, you know, I was never involved in Turning Point USA, which he founded. But I was still immensely sad for this news, obviously. He was a husband. He had a beautiful wife, Erica. He had two kids. And really what I think we can remember Charlie for is two things. Number one is his willingness to engage in dialogue on places that, to be honest, most conservatives have just given up on and don't want to go to, right? College campuses. We just kind of given up on them in large extent. We just don't want to, we think they're hives of the left, and often that's true. But Charlie, he was willing to go there and have conversations, have dialogue. And he said, one video I found and put in my article, he was talking about how if we stop talking to each other, if we stop expressing our disagreements vocally with each other, at some point it's going to turn into violence. And unfortunately, we saw that on Wednesday. But I think he can really be just remembered as an ambassador for free speech, an ambassador for Christ on college campuses, where he was often willing to share his faith, his Christian faith. And that was another beautiful part of the article that I wrote, the research I was able to do, was to see how many times he talked about his faith publicly, while he was speaking, and also through his Twitter account. There's dozens and dozens of posts of him talking about how Jesus Christ is the answer, and he will rescue us. He quotes John 10:10 in another post I found, saying, "Thank you, Jesus, for your amazing and unthinkable sacrifice. You died so that we would have life and life in abundance." And, you know, sadly, again, Charlie has passed away. But we know that we pray that he is now with his Heavenly Father because of that great faith that he had in Christ. And through Christ, the dead will be made alive. And we can take great hope in that, especially.
Yeah. And let me better try to get the listener to this article that you prepared, Zach, at TheDailyCitizen.org. There, just do a search for Charlie Kirk. It'll probably pop up, or just for Zachary Mettler. And you'll find the heading Charlie Kirk, Man of Faith, Family, and Fidelity. And yeah, kudos to you, Zach, for some of the research you did to find, you know, what he had to say and what other people had to say. I know there was one of the short videos that you include in the article that, you know, has, I believe, someone who, you know, had actually been harmed by transgender medical interventions, and was somewhat astonished that, you know, there was someone that actually could have a civil mm-hmm. conversation about, you know, what's going on. But there was other things that were posted. He was 31 years old. He would be 32 next month. And thinking of things like a legacy, I mean, he was asked in, you know, the question, how do you want to be remembered, mm-hmm. for courage, for my faith. And, man, what the Lord did in this young man, who was really wise beyond his years. Mm-hmm. You mentioned being an ambassador for Christ, and, you know, I do want to speak to, and I told you off the air, visiting with a close friend of mine who is really struggling, and he's not alone. I know he's not alone, and I've seen friends post things. I'm, it's concerning. You know, the anger, you know, remember in your anger, do not sin. Mm. And also remember that we are an ambassador for Christ. And, you know, if you're upset, and when you should be, about the assassination of Charlie Kirk, mm-hmm. I would encourage you to go back and watch some of the videos that you posted, Zachary, but go and find, you know, it's easy to find where he spoke on college campuses, and watch what Charlie does. There's a meekness about him, and that is the meekness that you know, is mentioned in the Beatitudes. Power under control. He clearly consumed the word of God because it spewed out of him almost every time, you know, you find a video of him. And he was confident in it. He had a hope, mm-hmm. a confident expectation. And that's available to all of us. And I just want to encourage all of us. Yeah, you know, righteous indignation is a thing. But in your anger, do not sin, and remember that we are ambassadors.
Yeah, that's a great word, Steve. Thank you for sharing that. I think, you know, Scripture talks about being truthful and loving at the same time. And sometimes we wonder, how can we do that? And I think Charlie was basically that principle incarnated, right? He was willing to speak truth in places that most people weren't even willing to go, and was willing to talk about the importance of marriage and family, talk about his faith in Christ. And at the same time, he always did it in a loving manner. You know, of all the videos that I think I've seen of him over the years, and there's quite a few that I've watched, I don't think I ever remember him raising his voice even a single time in anger or something like that. And, you know, it's okay for us to be angry about Charlie's death, but you're right. In our anger, do not sin. And so we have to, I think, a great tribute that we could all pay to Charlie is just to kind of try to live through God's grace, what he so well did, which is speaking truth into difficult issues that we're all called to do. We're called to be salt and light, but then also just to do it in a loving manner. And if somebody gets angry at us, we should hope that would occur because of the content that we're sharing, not the way that we're presenting it, right? And so, Charlie, I think he was a just a great man of faith. He was obviously courageous in the places that he was willing to go and the conversations he was willing to have. He was a man of conviction and bravery. And then again, he was a man of dialogue who was willing to talk to the left and people who disagreed with him. And again, he said, as soon as we stop talking to each other, that's when violence happens. And we have this great freedom as Americans that we can have these conversations with each other. And we should try to do our best to live up to that life that Charlie did. And I would also just encourage people to really be in prayer for his wife and kids. I just cannot imagine having to go through something like that. And so what's one thing that people can take away from this is really just to pray for his wife and kids. I'm sure many people already are, but I think they would love that. So
yeah, in addition to that, I would put on that prayer list the team at Salem News Channel, where he had a regular daytime day show, those at Turning Point USA, pray for Charlie's congregation, and pray for the students that he was trying to reach. There's an awfully great opportunity to see the next generation be impacted by the message that Charlie had to share. He's got so much out there. Some may think he's silenced, and I think that's not a bullet doesn't easily do that. And one more thing, I do want, you know, from both sides, whether, you know, because we're in a polarized culture right now, but it's words that are being used to describe those that are in direct opposition to your ideology, that words are being used that aren't accurate labels, and those create hate. They fuel hate. And again, back to being equipped with the truth, before you use any kind of terminology in these, dialogues, please be accurate. And let's go back to, you know, we already mentioned it. Come, let us reason together. And again, there's a place for anger, and we've mentioned it several times, but I'm going to say it again. In your anger, do not sin. And a well-written article, Zach appreciated. Zachary Mettler has been our guest. He's a contributor to The Daily Citizen. You can go to thedailycitizen.org. Just do a search for Zachary Mettler, and you'll find that article he wrote recently on Charlie, and I'm sure there's more to come. But appreciate your time, and I know we'll get Glenn back on here soon, but always happy to have you on with us, Zach. Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, thank you, Steve. And just one last resource I'd like to give is focusonthefamily.com/tragedy if you're looking for resources to handle Charlie's death.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.